The state of Tennessee sponsored an economic development trip to Australia. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. As business leaders traveled to Australia, an agriculture sector from the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, and Tennessee Beef Industry Council took a close look at Australia's animal identification system.
They have been involved with animal identification and premise identification for over 20 years now, and are recognized as having one of the leading systems in the world.
That was Joe Gaines with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, and he says that the U.S. is behind the times when it comes to animal ID, but we are in the beginning stages of establishing an animal identification system in the United States. The reason we haven't started one earlier is because of our exports.
The Australian market is heavily dependent on exports, and I think that's one of the things that has driven their advances in animal identification. As they export products into Japan and other markets that are very sensitive to how animals are produced and where they came from, I think they've seen the need for it perhaps before we have here in the States.
The agriculture group also looked at other aspects of agriculture while in Australia, among those being value-added food opportunities. A trade show in September shows promise for future uses for some Tennessee agribusinesses.
We also looked at trade opportunities for Tennessee farmers and agribusinesses. There's a good amount of beef genetics that are imported into Australia. This is done primarily through breed associations, and we certainly want to partner with these associations to see that Tennessee beef producers, genetic producers, have the opportunity to sell their products into Australian markets.
A great trip for Tennessee agriculture. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.